I don't want no one who listens to the podcast to be like me. Nobody to be like me. For I am a flaw image. A flaw image. Because I myself is far from perfect. But I could point you to the source who is perfect in every way. Which is Jesus Christ. Followership. Being willing to follow Jesus' teachings.
Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now, you probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace, stop in your tracks, stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind, know who you were called to be. Stop by grace, listen and learn.
Welcome to another episode of Stop by Grace Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Rich A. Irvin, and I'm so happy to be back with another episode. In today's episode, we are discussing the topic of sonship. As a believer, we understand the Bible used certain words to describe humanity. For example, when God is talking about man, it's not to talk about like male figures. It's talking about male and female figures or male and female human beings. He's referring to human. And when God used the word sonship, he's referring to male and female, not this one part of human creation. Did that make sense? I hope it does. Okay, so when we address this word, God has adopted us into his family. The word of God tells us that we were adopted into the God's family. We became drafted in as Gentiles. If you were a Jewish person before, you was already in the family of God. But for those that are Gentiles, like majority of Christians are, have been drafted in to the family of God. And we became inheritors of the inheritance, which is the kingdom of God. I hope that makes sense. I would do more. We became co-inheritors in Romans chapter 8, verse 17. It says, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. So, another translation says, co-heirs, fellow heirs. These are calling us drafted into the body of Christ, becoming children of God. And this is where the former foundation of sonship comes from. And the verse we are coming from is in Romans chapter 8. If you read it, go back to this verse. As we read, it says, the spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought you about your adoption to sonship. Your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, which means father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. That's the key thing right there. We are God's children. So Paul is showing us how we are God's children. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Go back to one of my episodes. I believe it's like episode 40 something. I believe so. And I go more deeper into the understanding of how do we walk by the Spirit, how do we walk by God's Word. So go ahead and go back to those episodes after this episode and look into more of that. I actually have a video also on YouTube on Stop by Grace YouTube channel. You're probably watching it now on my podcast, but actually on the YouTube channel, I have a video talking about that as well too. So check those two videos out. Check those videos out and also those podcast episodes to get more into depth about how do we walk by the Spirit? How do we be led by the Spirit of God as children of God? But today's topic is sonship. That's the key verse we're going from, Romans chapter 8, verse 15. And it talks about how we become adopted to sonship. If we consider us in sonship and children of God, God is our Abba, meaning Father. Now, the word Father to the world has different terms. But we come for the Word of God. And the Word of God itself, real father is the one who takes on the mantle and the responsibility of a father in their lives. So, for example, if a stepfather who marries a woman who has a child before him, and the woman comes into the marriage with a child already, even though that's the stepfather, he still is a father to that child because he's taking on the responsibility, especially if the birth father, the birth dad, the one that the birth father, the birth dad, I would say dad, not father, but the birth dad of that child is no longer in life. Does that make sense? So a real father takes on the mantle of the responsibility of that child. So we as believers have a father, and he has taken on the responsibilities of our spiritual father. You get what I'm saying? So you have a birth father, which is the one that helped bring you into this world. And you have your spiritual father, which is the one that gives you spiritual gifts, spiritual blessings, also physical blessings as well, too. We're going to learn that as well, too, how God gives us spiritual blessings and physical blessings as well, too. But that's the key thing of a real father. So spiritual adoption is one of the natures of sonship. Now, there are two different kinds of sonships in this understanding we're going to talk about right now today. There are two different kinds of sonships. One is natural descent. And that you can see the example of that is in Genesis chapter 15. And a natural descent, it's just like Isaac and Abraham. Isaac and Abraham, Isaac is a natural descent. Now, if you look at Genesis chapter 15 verse 5, actually, this understanding of natural descent, doesn't this go to the son, but also to the daughter as well, too? And that's why I say when God talks about sonship, he's not just referring to only male gender. We are all children of God, male and female. And in Genesis chapter 15, verse 5 shows an example of sonship in the natural sense. He says, he took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Now, this is a promise to Abraham. Abraham receiving a promise from God saying that your offspring will be the same counting numbers as the stars, which is uncountable. He could not count the stars in the sky. It's too many stars in the sky. So in this time, God is showing an example of natural descendants. So that's why we have a natural descent, which is a type of sonship. These children God is talking about that Abraham would have, he's not just talking about male. He's also talking about female as well, too. So there are two different sonships that you have. Natural descent and also spiritual adoption, which we have read already, the key verse of sonship in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. So if we see this type of thing in our lives and you understand that you are a child of God and you are adopted into God's family, which is sonship, we understand that there are details. There are details within sonship we must understand. How do we live out this sonship? How do we walk in God and everything? I think Romans chapter 8 tells it, how do we live out this sonship? How do we walk in sonship with God? And Romans chapter 8 is a great example. It gives a great understanding of how to. Romans chapter 8, Life Through the Spirit is the title of this chapter right here. They have categorized as it. And it tells you exactly how we should walk in sonship. And the Spirit cries out to God, Abba, you walk by the Spirit, you are co-heirs with Christ, you glorify God, you please God. You see, all these things that Paul is listing are showing the characteristics of us being sonship with God. I hope that understanding makes sense. So if that's the case, the two main things we have to understand is followership with Christ. That's one of the parts. If you are led by the Spirit, God is guiding you, leading you. You are a follower of Christ. Be willing to follow Christ's teaching. Be willing to follow him. Be willing to understand what Christ wants me to do as a child of God. So, for example, if you have a child, one of the key things you want them to do is to obey you. You want them to follow your instructions. Not only that, majority of people, especially fathers, want their son or sometimes daughter to follow in their footsteps. This especially is big in the church. For one reason, the father who is a pastor or a minister or whatever, this and that, always want to pass on the mantle to their children. They expect their children to inherit or to take on the mantle once they pass on or retire. You understand what I'm saying? That they always wanted them to follow in their footsteps. And the same thing goes for Jesus. He wants us to follow him, be just like him, be a duplicate. We as believers should be walking in this world as duplicates of Christ. Now, this goes out to all the pastors. You are not making disciples to look like you. You are making disciples to look like Christ. Understand that. I, myself, a pastor, am not out here to make disciples of Richard. I, myself, as a pastor, my duty is to make disciples of Christ. Duplicates of Christ, not duplicates of myself. I don't want no one who listens to the podcast to be like me. Nobody to be like me. For I am a flawed image. A flaw image, a ratchet image. Is that the better word for my hood people out there? A ratchet image, an image that does not need to be duplicated because I myself is far from perfect. But I could point you to the source who is perfect in every way, which is Jesus Christ. He is the one that we follow. He is the one that we live up to an example. There is great that you have a mentor. I myself have multiple mentors. But I know for a fact that they do not want me to be a duplicate of them. They want me to follow in the steps of Christ. Followership. Being willing to follow Jesus' teachings. Another part of sonship is total dependence. I rely on him for your power, for your strength, for your spiritual a strength, for your physical strength, for your healing, for your comfort, for every single thing, for your sources, your resources, every single thing in your life. God wants you to have full, total dependence upon him. 100%. That's what he expects from you, is to have full, total dependence upon him. And Jesus very points us out in the book of Matthew, where he talks about if God can give the birds and the animals their food and all these things that he provides for them, what more do you expect from the Father, who is the creator of all creation, to give to you? So he said, don't worry about what you eat or what you wear or what you drink, for God will supply all those things for you. The only thing he said to do is follow him. That's all he says. Follow me. And God will supply all those things for you. So my brothers and sisters, as you are listening to this, understand that you was drafted into the body of Christ. And you became co-heirs with Christ, making you a child of God. And by doing so, the spirit you have received brought you about your adoption to sonship. That's the key thing. As you're listening, understand that you have a father. Abba, who you can call on for every single thing within your life. No matter if this is healing, prayer for a loved one, financially, spiritually, strength, power, whatever you could think of that you are looking for God to do within your life, he is there for you. He is listening for your call of crying out to him. So no matter what you are going through, whatever situation you are going through, whatever thing that you are looking for God to do, God will do it. And he will get the glory out of every situation you are going through, 100%. The only reason you was here, the only reason you was able to listen to this, is because you was
stopped by grace.
New episodes are available every Wednesday on all streaming platforms. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and leave a comment review, and your review can be read on next week's episode. Video version also available on YouTube. Subscribe for more video content. Share this episode so somebody can be encouraged, and follow us on all social media platforms at Stopped by Grace. God bless you.